I have the top things couples refuse to do in front of their significant other. Now, I'm kind of curious, Heidi, because you're in a new relationship.
Right.
And I'm kind of curious to know what you have done in front of your boyfriend.
Nothing.
Okay.
I am perfection.
She's like, I won't even eat in front of him. I don't even see how I eat.
No, I am perfection.
I talked to my wife about maybe we could do a little less in front of each other.
Yeah, that's good. All right, well, we know the number one and number two answer, right?
Bathroom.
Number one, number two, okay.
Yes, okay. So you got going to the bathroom in front of each other with the door open.
Or closed.
Okay, I see your point.
I always tell my wife, I'll be like, honey, the fan works in there. I don't need to hear anything. Really? I like the sound of that fan humming away.
Okay, Heidi, have you forgot to shut the door when your boyfriend's over?
Well, if I'm in the middle of a conversation, I will continue the conversation with the door open. And,
Wow.
I had a roommate who used to do that.
Oh, gross.
I would be talking to him. He would go to the bathroom, and he would leave the door open so we could keep talking.
Well, yeah. That was me.
I think that's just polite of me to do that so that we don't have to interrupt the conversation.
It was Hawk.
Yeah.
And he did that.
Yeah. And I'd be okay with you doing it too, Heidi, if you happen to be over at the house.
Or if we're walking by the women's restroom here at work.
Right.
Yes, Heidi, you in there?
All right. You know, passing gas. You know, I know that you have your rule with your wife. It's just not romantic to do that.
But we don't do that.
Some couples still refuse to do that.
I'm sorry. I'm sure the majority because
that's not something you can be sure of.
I am sure of it.
No, you can't be. You got to find a statistic or a study first.
It's my own.
Well, your own study. You've done. That's what you think.
I'm just saying.
It's normal.
For relaxed, you know, some people are relaxed in that. I know my brother and his wife. They're relaxed in that situation.
And that's when it happens. When you relax.
I don't like riding with my brother and his wife in the car.
I think you're proving my point. That's just not romantic.
No, you can't win. Is why. she beats you every time.
No, it's not romantic at all, but I just don't think that is... I don't know. I mean, some people do it.
Couples pass gas in front of each other.
And people are not going to admit it.
Okay, Tom's going to look that up. How about this, Heidi? Weighing yourself in front of your boyfriend.
Not even.
Hey, honey.
Nearer.
Go get the scale, okay, honey?
What
I'm pretty
scale?
Sure God doesn't know how much Heidi weighs.
No. I weighed one time, and that was at birth. Anybody knows about.
And she's trying to get back to her birth weight of 7 pounds, 1 ounces.
I wonder if you could trick a woman by, you know, driving down the interstate, pull through the weigh station.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, let me know what it is when we pull through.
You got to know how much your car weighs, though, before you do that.
Yeah.
Okay. How about this, Heidi? Any, like, shaving going on? Like, have you shaved your legs in front of him? Or?
No.
Okay.
I don't really do that.
Shave?
Or just... she doesn't shave.
Okay. No, I don't do that.
And has he shaved in front of you, though? Like, you know, guys will shave in front of...
Yeah, he has.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's okay. Top things that couples refuse to do in front of their significant other. How about scratching anywhere or adjusting anything?
I do that a lot.
Okay. Yeah. Does he do that in front of you?
I've not caught him doing it.
Okay. But you've adjusted your bra and stuff.
Oh, God, yeah. Just like,
there she goes.
Yeah, she does that
every time you mention it.
This one over here and that one over there. It's okay.
See, to me, that's just like passing gas in front of each other. It takes the intimacy and, more importantly, the romance out of marriage.
Well, if you got to get your, you know, significant other to help you adjust your bra, get that side, honey.
Get the kids for the other side.
Yeah. Kids prop it up here. Here we go. But scratching, too, you're saying that's not romantic.
I don't think. I mean, if you see Tom. Heidi reaching down and scratching at her butt, that's not attractive.
How about you? How about you when you put your hand down your pants?
Yes,
on the show.
Yeah. Here.
I mean, I'm not trying to impress y'all.
I know, but I mean, that's at work.
I wouldn't do it by my wife.
But we could go to like HR for what you do sometimes. You put your hand down there.
I think I'm going to do that next time. Let's see what happens.
Listen to y'all, a bunch of complainers. You're saying I should be gross around my wife and not around you?
Okay. How about any blemishes? You know, taking care of any blemishes.
Oh, my wife and I pop each other's zits.
See, that makes it not romantic.
No.
That takes
you
the romance
crazy.
Away.
Crazy. You think farting's okay, but popping a zit is gross?
Ugh,
no, you think
gross.
The popping's gross, I mean, it's okay when it's really not either.
It's just weird, Tom, that you accept one thing that's just disgusting and another thing
you
that's
do
not.
The same thing.
Right.
You accept farting. And you don't accept popping zits.
No.
You're exactly the same.
No, I don't accept that. I said my brother and his wife do it. I don't care for it.
I don't like it. I think it's gross.
Guys, you and Cato are exactly hypocritical opposite of me.
My version of gross and yours different.
But you think I'm wrong for mine and you're okay with yours.
Yeah, I'm judging you.
On most things, you are very disgusting.
Yeah.
That doesn't have anything to do with this. They're saying that it's okay to pass gas in front of your significant other, and that's not gross, but popping zits is horrible.
I didn't say passing gas, but I think popping zits is gross.
It's gross, but I mean, if you're in love with someone, that's... You do it out of love. Your wife pops your back for love.
Oh, okay.
No, she does not. She just likes doing it.
That's disgusting. Let's move on.
Okay. Thank you.
Top things couples refuse to do in front of their other or significant other. How about putting on your Spanx?
No.
I was talking to Tom.
Oh.
Putting on your Spanx.
No, getting
like
out of them.
Is it.
Getting out of them is a tough part.
You know what? That would be like putting on Spanx for Tom would be like shoving those biscuits back in the can. You push one in and the other comes out.
Could you imagine taking them off, though?
Oh, boy.
Boom.
Just like the biscuits in a can.